Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Spirit Family. On behalf of myself, Essence Cathayris, and my spiritual working partner, Kira Myrna, I would like to welcome you to this, our premier program of Awakening Metatronic Consciousness. Well, Kira, here we are. Brand new start again. How are you doing this evening?
I'm excited to see how this goes.
It's always kind of a
treat to listen to the archive and see what the heck we said.
This is true. Also, before we go any further, I would like to mention to our callers that there's a lot of changes going on for us, as well as other people, but we're talking about the changes we're dealing with here, Kira and I, on this program. One, we've changed our platform. We'll talk about that just in here in a second. But the big thing, I think, is we no longer have our beloved cat, Sura, producing for us. So I'm having to do the producing as well as half the talking. So hopefully y'all can maybe be a little patient with us as we learn how to this producing thing works. We did do a test run, so feel a little more comfortable about that a few days ago. But this is still our first live on the air. So
and feedback would be good if anybody has any concerns or anything.
Yes, most definitely. We would appreciate that. But, so if we have a few issues on this evening's program, please just kind of bear with us. You know, we're in the learning mode. We're in a learning curve here. So I want to explain that, for almost 3 years, it would have actually been, September would have been our third anniversary for Flowing with Spirit, which seems impossible, but it would have been. And, we have to thank Tetsura and Muse Broadcast for opening this avenue up to us, because I know Kira and I would have never done something like this if it had not been for them. So, we do want to say thank you for that. And
absolutely.
Yes. But we're so, and Kira, the only reason she's not with us anymore is, she had her little boy about 18 months ago. Her life is changing a lot, too. Those of us who are older, especially, and have children, we understand the world changes completely when children come along. So, but hopefully she'll at least be able to join us from time to time, because it does feel really strange without her here, that's for sure. But we've moved on. We're moving on into an era of new beginnings and new knowledge. And, we're so thankful for what, like I said, that Flowing with Spirit brought us. But it's just time we're with this new era, with this era of new beginnings and new knowledge that we've moved into. And when I say we here, I'm not just talking about Kira and I. I'm talking about us as a collective. A lot of people, especially people who've been on this path for a long time, have finalized sacred contracts that they've been working on probably for the vast majority of this lifetime, working under and moving into those contracts are finalized. They finished. And now it's like a new contract has been offered. And so work is changing some for a lot of people. And that happens to be the story for Kira and myself. So is there anything you would like to add to that, Kira?
When we all got these promotions, so to speak, that they would be sometimes directly proportional to the amount of sort of chaos that you found yourself in until you acclimated. I think in the show that we had with Ambassador Suzlon, when he talked about the Good Ship Lollipop, that there is a training period that you go through.
Right.
You know, you don't just step up into a job and know exactly what to do all of the time.
Right.
And so, you know, if you have found yourself facing some challenges and
some changes,
being a little, some pretty distinct changes, just think of it as a big promotion. I told them, I'm the CEO now.
Well, and yes, and that's what Kara mentioned there. Her and I both, because this all started really around the first of this year. You know, this kind of all started, and there, I think we can honestly say we've been through some training periods. The first one, honestly, was kind of rough. You know, but I personally kind of feel like I'm sort of in the third one, I guess you could say. But each one has gotten progressively easier. You know, but so you know. It may or may not be everybody's experience, but if it is, and you're in that first phase of training for this new sacred contractual work that you're taking on, be gentle with yourself. You know what it is. That helps. I think knowing what's going on, because it's like, okay, well, you know, you can feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, as the saying goes, and you'll get through it. You will get through it.
Yep. You just have to acclimate a little bit. And
yeah.
I'm still acclimating.
Well, you know, like I said, we did Flowing with Spirit for almost 3 years, and that was such a wonderful experience. Tonight, as we start this next phase of our sacred contractual work, this new contract, it's interesting because it is a new contract, but yet Kira and I are working with the Metatronic consciousness is actually something that we have done for years. It's just was something we, I guess we would say, talked about less. How would you just say that, Kira? But now go ahead.
I was just going to say that. We did talk about it, but it was more talk, and now we are starting to feel it and realize it in the physical body more and spend more time in our group collective mind between you and I that we have, and so it has stepped up the work just a bit, the amount of time that you spend there as opposed to 3D, 4D, you know, time
right
there. It does change your everyday life some.
Yes. You mentioned there the term group collective conscious mind. I'm going to make a note of that because we may want to, give me just a second, because I can't write and talk at the same time, because if I do, I end up writing down what I'm saying. So, Kira, go ahead and talk.
All right. If anyone is listening, we do invite you to call in. I didn't write the number down.
I have the number.
On my phone. Okay, good. And I'll write it down as you say it, and then I'll have it next time.
Yes, thank you for remembering that, Kara. Like I said, we're in a learning curve here. This was something that Kat Sura always took care of. We're kind of spoiled, and we're trying to get over that, I guess you could say. But if you would like to call in, and later on we'll be opening up the phone line for questions and comments and sharing. But the call-in number is 657-383-0225. So, we would love to hear from you a little later on. But first we want to go ahead, and this is our premiere program, and there's a lot going on energetically right now. So tonight on this program, we're just going to kind of touch on quite a few different topics of things that are going on. In subsequent programs, we'll get a little deeper into information and stuff on, you know, each of these individually and, you know, things like that. But I can tell you, even though it appears, you know, because we'll be talking about, okay, there's this and there's this and there's this, they seem individual. They are in what they're bringing to us energetically and vibrationally and frequency. They're all related. It's all one thing. It's all this forward movement of the consciousness expansion that is occurring. So we are going to be talking about several different things. If you saw on Facebook or on my website or on Blog Talk Radio, the write-up, we listed a few things that we wanted to touch on. And so we'll just kind of start out. At this point, Kira, anything you want to add there?
I think I'm good. Let's get some information.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Well, first, let's start with what is Metatronic consciousness. Let's just start there. Okay? Well, understandably, that term usually makes people think that it is associated in some way with being known to many as the Ascended Master Lord Metatron. This is not. There is no connection here. Metatronic is referring to, it's a frequency. It's a particular frequency. And it refers to the mantle of full light spectrum energy of complete knowledge and awareness. Okay? So to just state that more simply, it's expanded consciousness. And from the perspective of what I'm going to use the term norm, I guess kind of for lack of better right now. It's extremely held by mainstream and even the vast majority of awakened, spiritually awakened individuals. Metatronic refers to the, I have my notes in front of me because it's a lot of information, so Metatronic refers to the mantle of full light spectrum energy of complete knowledge and awareness, which is accessible within the opening dimension of the seventh dimensional frequency plane, otherwise known as the Metatronic consciousness frequency reality. A lot of people are just sort of equate this with what has become known and referred to as New Earth. In some ways, that could be correct, but they are not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same. Metatronic consciousness frequency reality, okay, is the reality dimension beyond the current collective reality Earth and humanity exists within the fifth dimensional frequency plane, sometimes referred to as the new Mayan calendar round reality. And it can be stated that the Metatronic consciousness frequency reality begins in the seventh dimensional frequency plane and exists as reality fully within the seventh through the 11th dimensional frequency plane. It's just a journey. You can see this as just another segment of our journey through yet another portion of our existence in this universal quadrant. I'm going to step back real quick and sort of touch on this new Mayan calendar round reality term that I use. That is a term that with the 12-21-12 or thereabouts, okay, we're not going to get real tied up in details tonight. Like I said, we've just got a lot going on and we want to touch things just to kind of say, hey, here's an overview. But the new Mayan calendar round reality started when, basically the 12-21-12, when the old Mayan calendar round reality ended. So when, 2012, the Mayan calendar is ending, remember all of the world's coming to an end, all of those things that were going on, stories that were being told and things like this. Well, it's really just a calendar count that is, about consciousness expansion. And that one simply came to an end, so another one started. So where we are now as a collective, okay, is existing within the fifth dimensional frequency plane, because the old Mayan calendar reality existed within the third and fourth frequency dimensions. The new Mayan exists within the fifth dimension. Now, this does not mean necessarily that every human is operating from a fifth dimensional frequency consciousness, but it's where the collective as a whole exists, okay? And it's available, and it's opening more and more, meaning more and more people are being drawn to it, because I'll use that, what is commonly referred to as that 100th monkey effect, if nothing else. Now, of course, this reality round, this new Mayan calendar round reality, will last in linear time. There's a lot of things that play into it, but basically, you know, the old Mayan calendar round reality lasted for a few billion years, if I remember correctly. This round of consciousness reality will move a bit faster, but it will still be multiple, multiple millions of years. We're not going to get into all of that, okay? Then that doesn't mean we're going to stay here individually or even collectively as a whole. I know that sounds a little confusing, but I'm just trying to give some basic information here. Okay, so that is, Kira, you have anything to add or anything to clarify that I may have made too confusing?
Just like when people talk about the fifth dimensional mm-hmm. plane or, you know, reality, I kind of think of it as a state of being, of being in grace and ease and not the usual emotions and, you know, all the stuff that is chaotic mm-hmm. and crazy in this world. Now, that it's, as she said, this new round, it's available, but that doesn't mean that you're always there. You know, you're sitting out looking at the moon and it's a beautiful night and you're peaceful and you're happy. You're in that state of fifth dimensional consciousness, but you don't stay there all the time. Somebody comes along and, you know, pulls you out, starts a fight, whatever. So we're learning, we're in training for moving into states of being in consciousness that is those higher states. You can't hold it all the time. We're not, we're like trainees right now. So that's our objective, kind of, is to move into those places. But the thing is the energies that are coming in and our placement in the universe are all promoting that. They are all assisting that. So it's not like a big, we're moving, this is it, we're there. It's mm-hmm. learning it and being it and staying there. Did I make sense?
Yes, you did. I had a thought there and it kind of left, so we'll come back. We can move on a little bit, I think, from that, because that's the basics of explaining Metatronic consciousness, okay, and what this is. The Metatronic consciousness reality, frequency reality, exists, opens up in the first veil dimension, okay, of the seventh dimension. Once again, like I said, I'm not going to get into, because there is so much information that goes with all this. I began working to my guides, who, if you're familiar with my work, I refer to as the Q4. That's just my way of saying there's several of them, and we work together as one, okay? Receiving this information about the Metatronic back in 2011. And I literally have thousands of pages of handwritten information, and it's just time to begin releasing all of this, because even though the collective, okay, and us as everyday humans, because we are everyday humans on top of all this, are now in the beginning opening stages of the fifth dimensional frequency realm, okay, because of the work we've done, because of, and this is one thing that I think we really need to know and understand, we've done some amazing work. One, we got to the fifth dimensional realm, okay? That was amazing in itself. Two, even in that short period of linear time, okay, the work that has transpired is already opening for template building, I guess you could say, and that is a part of the work that Kira and I do as a group, Collective Conscious Mind. We are template builders of realities and dimensions. So the Metatronic is what this information, okay, and what this program will be about the vast majority of the time, and we'll always state whether or not we're talking about something that's transpiring in more associated with Metatronic consciousness or with the New Mayan consciousness as we you know, travel, because we are kind of straddling both. The human we are, like Kira explained, you know, about you can't hold it. We cannot go from, let's put it this way. Remember, the Metatronic is this full spectrum of knowledge and awareness. And we cannot go just like, oh, I'm ready, boom, take one step into full spectrum knowledge and awareness. It's a journey. And we're simply here sharing the information that is our sacred contractual work to help move that journey along. Okay. Enough about the Metatronic, Kira? Anything else?
Can't think of anything.
Okay. So, let's move on to something else we were going to talk about. And I have my list here, if you will, on the piece of paper that, you know, it's amazing. The pieces of paper that you're always looking for right in front of you and disappear. Here it is. I found it. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk about a little bit about the eclipse season that we're currently in. Because this has been a big one in a positive way. This eclipse season that I'm talking about is three eclipses, two partial solar eclipses, the total lunar eclipse we just experienced, and they run in our time frame. This was the first solar eclipse was on July, Friday the 13th. Excuse me, the lunar eclipse was on the 27th, and the next solar eclipse will be on August 11th. And then that will finalize this eclipse season for this year. This is the second eclipse season for 2018, and the first eclipse season was early in the year and only was, if I remember right, I think it was only two eclipses involved in that season. Eclipse season did for us. It brought in some, let me find my notes, some really amazing energy. So, Kara, here we go. First of all, the overall eclipse season, because we're not going to talk about each one, the frequencies of each one of them individually. We're going to just look at the season as a whole. It was a 311 dual frequency. And grab this note real quick. Oh, come on, show yourself. Here we go. Okay, this 311 dual frequency. Now, all the frequencies I'm talking about for anyone who might be new to our work are from Metatronic numerology. Metatronic numerology, very quickly, is just an advanced form of the art, sacred art of numerology. It is something that the collective consciousness of humanity, of Earth, once had access to. But as we step deeper into the lower frequency dimension, just to come here and be human, basically, you know, in the way that we are now, we lost access to it. I mean, we all understand, you know, there's been a lot of knowledge and information that we once had access to but no longer do because of that. But we did that willingly, first of all. I'd like that to be known. Okay, this was not some type of punishment. This was not because of something that was wrong or anything else. This was a free will choice by this collective, this group collective conscious mind that we call the collective consciousness of humanity of Earth, okay, to come here and experience that. We did that intentionally, joyfully, and of free will for the experience. So the Metatronic numerology, as part of my sacred contractual work in this lifetime, is to begin bringing this information back to the collective at this time. The reason it's coming back at this time is, once again, good news. It's because the collective has stepped up and actually done the work and earned, opened their, you know, expanded its consciousness to the point that it's ready. So all this really does is just show us how much work we've really done and how far we've come already. Okay, this 311 dual frequency shows us, okay, that we are capable down. So if you give me just a second, I know I did somewhere. I wrote down the, in the Metatronic numerology, each of the frequencies, individual and dual frequencies and all of that, have a what is known as an I am keyword phrase. Well, I know where I can find it on my phone. Now just give me a second because I want to find that phrase for you. Because these phrases are actually work very well in one, helping you to connect to that frequency so that you can use it properly. And you can kind of see them as affirmations or mantras, you know, something like that. Oh, that's not correct either. Don't have that there. I know I have this here. Here it is. Okay. Once again, excuse us. This is news. I don't normally have to do all of this. Okay. The Metatronic numerology, I am keyword phrase for the 311 dual frequency is I am the creative life force, fully conscious, and spiritually awakened. Okay? So think about what that's actually saying. This frequency, one, shows us that we're capable of creating from a spiritually conscious and awakened perspective, okay, which is absolutely imperative from this point forward. Okay? And as way showers and trailblazers, I guess you could say, we've got to really step up our game. This frequency also shows us and actually is a frequency that assists us, okay, in, I have to stop saying okay so much. I'm even noticing it myself. Sorry about that. Getting overloaded and burned out from all the new high frequencies that we're currently being gifted with. And believe me, we are where we're at now in this era of new beginnings and new knowledge. There are some extremely powerful new frequencies coming back onto the planet. When I say new frequencies, I'm talking about the fact that just like we talked about and mentioned the, losing memory of knowledge and information as we step down into the denser frequency plane. Well, you cannot maintain a dense frequency plane or reality, however you want to say it, if it's constantly being infused with high frequency. So those high frequencies just haven't been being gifted to come into the planet, however you want to say it, for a very long time. They did long ago before we stepped into this density, but now they're coming back. And they are extremely powerful in comparison to the frequencies that we've been used to dealing with up until now, But this 311, and I'd really like everyone to remember that. When you start feeling overloaded and overwhelmed and, you know, everyone uses the term ascension symptoms, all that stuff, stop, take a breath, excuse me, connect to this 311 dual frequency. Use that I am keyword phrase that I just shared with you. I am the creative life force, fully conscious and spiritually awakened. Ring that. Say it out loud. You know, say it out loud and allow the actual frequency of those words, the ringing, the vibration, to move through your physical form. And you will be totally surprised at how quickly it allows you to let go of and pass through, okay, what's coming at you that's making you feel overloaded. Kira?
Yeah, let's use an analogy here. It's like when you go from, say, elementary to middle school to high school to college. That first, month or so in school, you are just so overwhelmed. You don't know where, you might not know your locker combination, on and on and on. But then as you acclimate and you get, you know, more confident with yourself and know your way around, then you kind of, wow, you know, here I am. I'm in a grade higher. And you can see the good part. You're not so scared. You're not so worried. So when these benevolent frequencies are coming in and you become overwhelmed, step back a second, as the essence says. If you can recall the I am keyword phrase, repeat that to yourself. Or just say, hey, I've been promoted. I'm in a higher frequency. Find some gratitude. Find some joy. Those higher frequencies that are those states of being, and let it redefine you. Don't continue the old paradigm of ascension symptoms being so bad and so horrible, and as Essence likes to say, a badge of courage or something. Just accept that this is what we've asked for, this is what we've worked for, and we're doing it, and we are capable of doing it. So let's not continue the old story. Let's start new stories.
Right. Because every time we tell that old story, every time we say to ourselves or to someone else, oh, these energies are so tough, it's doing this, it's doing that, we are holding ourselves in that reality. I mean, and I know it's habit. I get that. I understand that. But that's the point. We have to break the habit. We have to be the ones take the responsibility, because these frequencies are not being sent to us as anything other than a gift. They are actually being sent to us, and if they're used properly, which proper use really, if you want to get it down to just real simplicity, is perspective of what the frequencies are. The frequencies are gifts to help us do the work that we want to do, to help us get through the tough times, because, hey, you know, let's be honest, we're human. There are tough times. But we have to stop telling that same story. We have to stop talking about it on Facebook and with this group of, you know, or that stop. Or you're just continuing to create that reality, and not only are you keeping yourself bound in that old paradigm reality, you're actually enforcing that into the newly awakened. Because if that's what they're hearing, then that's what they're going to expect is going to happen to them. And guess what? It will. It doesn't have to be that way. So I think that's one of the things that Kira and I talked about. Go ahead, Kira. I wanted to mention.
I just say everything is consciousness. You got to go back to, like, the common denominator. It's all consciousness. It's all frequency. It's all vibration. Mm-hmm. It may look like solid reality in that way, but if you go to that common denominator and you keep repeating that same frequency, that's where you stay. until you can open up to a new frequency.
Right. Yeah. I want to mention, okay, going back to this 311 dual frequency that we just talked about and explained, there's a direct connection to the Dragon's Gate of 2017, last year. Again, I find this so amazing. And all of these articles and different things that I mentioned here this evening, you can actually go to my website, and I have all this information. I have articles written about a lot of these things. Just use the search bar, and you say, for instance, if you wanted to, read the article on the Dragon's Gate frequency report for 2017, you can just put in Dragon's Gate in the search bar, and it's going to bring up all the articles dealing with the Dragon's Gate. And I guess since we brought that up, by the way, my website is ShambhalaNewEarth.com. It's S-A-B-A-H-A-L-L-A NewEarth.com. Let's go ahead and look, because the Dragon's Gate and the Lion's Gate was something that we wanted to touch on real quick. We're not going to get deep into the frequencies of those for this year, which, by the way, happened on the 8th of August. So they're getting really close. And then remember, we have that partial solar eclipse coming up on the 11th that will finalize this eclipse season. So, okay, located within the Lion's Gate Galactic Portal, the Dragon's Gate is a long-forgotten ancient future intergalactic portal associated with the movement into and through collective Golden Age cycles, okay? So for those who may not be familiar with what the Lion's Gate is, the Lion's Gate portal opens each year and brings us updated codes and information for our Milky Way galactic great central sun that was sent to it from our local universal sun consciousness. And it's traveling a particular pathway and all of this, okay? Like I said, this is actually in an article from last year, the Dragon's Gate. Okay, now the Dragon's Gate, which 2015 is the first time the Dragon's Gate made its appearance in several thousands of years, okay, tens of thousands, to be perfectly honest. Okay, but the Dragon's Gate, because remember, it is long forgotten. Here we are with that forgotten, information that we once had access to, ancient future intergalactic portal associated with the movement into and through collective Golden Age cycles. During the years it's open, it brings updated codes and information specifically relevant to Golden Age cycles. And, we are sitting on the precipice of moving into the next Golden Age cycle since we have moved into this time known as the Great Awakening. Okay? And although this information comes to us from our multi-universal Great Central Sun consciousness, it travels via a very different pathway. Once again, more information if you want more details in that article. But this 311 dual frequency was talking about that to help assist us in keeping getting burned out with all these extremely high new frequencies that are coming back onto the planet right now for us to work with, to really they're coming in to exponentially escalate the expansion of consciousness of the collective, and they can do it if we work with them properly. Well, the main frequency of last year's Dragon Gate was that 311 dual frequency. So even before, you can see, because, yes, we're doing a lot. We asked for, we said, at Harmonic Convergence back in 87, we said, hey, we're here, we're awake, we can take on more responsibility. We want to be a part of consciously creating our reality. And I say we, I'm talking about humanity of Earth. Okay? Well, what was it, 31 years later? Here we sit, and we've just got another promotion. Well, in linear time, that's really, really short. Doesn't that tell you exactly how much progress we've made and how much work we've been doing? And it's working, okay? So, because last year, okay, we'll just say for ease of conversation, spirit knew, all right, this year, high frequencies like really humanity in the its present projected time frame reality has never experienced. We're going to start coming onto the planet. We're going to talk about just a couple of those in a minute. And believe me, it's just a couple. There are a lot. Getting the energy assistance to keep us from getting burned out, to help us deal with these high frequency energies. I think that's pretty amazing, personally.
I can give ourselves a hand.
I think so.
when we're talking about this, there's others that work. Essence gets very specific information. It doesn't mean hers is the only information that's coming in. It's just a way of stating stuff. Other people might say it a bit differently, but everybody is getting new information and is aware of it in some way. Even the most asleep person is probably aware of it on some level. So this is humanity, and actually beyond humanity, that is moving to this new era, right?
Yeah, right, this era. And that kind of leads us into, I'm looking through my, I have all of these. let's see, we can go ahead and close this down. I've got different here,
windows open.
Arrow of new beginnings. Here we go. Yeah, well, articles, you know, on my documents. There, that's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
On my computer. So for my notes here. That kind of brings us to this era of new beginnings and new knowledge. And once again, some of you may be familiar with information that I've shared about part of what has transpired with us moving into this is thinking about, as far as I'm concerned, this new information, these new knowledge, I call them new knowledge information glyphs. They're actually, I mean, how many of you have noticed yourself personally, like suddenly just maybe doodling or drawing these glyphs, okay? Or, and when I say glyphs, I'm just talking about symbols, or, you know, they may seem just extremely random, but yet when you look at them, when you, however you see them, however they, whether it's in your mind's eye, whether you're doodling and draw them, whether you see someone else has shared them, you know, however they come to you, they are, those are now coming onto the planet, okay, at such a rate, and this started back around the first part of May, just so you know.
It was around
they're
Easter,
coming
wasn't
on, I actually have on my date here May 10th, and I don't remember when Easter was, I'll be perfectly honest, I'm sorry, I could not answer that, honestly. But they started coming onto the planet around, you know, the first part of May. They contain, these glyphs contain vast amounts of information within each glyph. I mean, way too much information in one single glyph for any one human to be able to comprehend through the rational mind. Okay, they're not, that doesn't mean that you won't get information that way. You just don't think it's the totality of the information contained within that glyph, because it will open when these glyphs come to you, when these new knowledge information glyphs come to you. They do and will, you will be able to access some information, but information that's pertinent to you. And once again, I actually wrote an article about this on my website. It's entitled Era of New Beginnings and New Knowledge, New Knowledge Information Glyphs. But these are, the information out of these glyphs is really meant more to be accessed intuitively. And when we access it intuitively, then as we go through our everyday life, whether it's our mundane life or it's our sacred contractual work, okay, then the knowledge and the information is going to be there. when we need it. Did that make sense? Did I say that clearly enough?
I think so. I think anyone listening tonight is going to be totally overwhelmed anyway. It's going to take a while for everything to sink in.
There was a lot, and we wanted to touch on all of these things, and that's exactly it. That's exactly the point, okay? And all of this is going on at once, but once again, and please, people, do not forget this. We can do this. We've got this. We've said we were ready. We've proven we were ready because now we're getting even more to take on, you know. So don't let yourself become overwhelmed with it. Understand it for what it is, a gift, you know.
And when you do get overwhelmed and you call your friend and you're crying, going, I can't do this. Everybody support each other.
Yes.
Because I've called Essence going, oh, I can't do this.
But you know what? You have. Yes, you have.
I have. Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. So, yes, you can do this. But there's nothing wrong either with that. You know, we don't want to play into this, this term I'm going to use that has become so big these days of spiritual bypassing. That's not what this is about. This is not about not being human. This is not about having to, I'm going to say it this way, and you all get it, I know you're gonna be perfect in every moment. It's simply about doing the best you can and keep moving forward, you know, but take the information that comes your way. Take the frequencies that come your way and learn how to work with them, you know, to help you. So, now, because like I said, share this, and then we're going to move on from the glyphs. We're already about an hour into our program. There's so much, yeah.
We still want to add some practical things in there if we have time to.
Yeah, so we may not get to everything we may have to do, you know. Let's see here. There's several reasons for the influx of this new knowledge via these glyphs or symbols happening right now. Okay, one, excuse me, I was talking. This is where we as a collective are in the natural process of our collective consciousness expansion journey. We're simply moving into the next phase of this journey. Another reason for the influx is it's here to assist in the reawakening of our higher communications ability. Our telepathic abilities, our language abilities, you know. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to get a drink. Forgive me. So these things are actually, these glyphs actually have information and knowledge with them that are going to help us, you know, reawaken our higher communications abilities. That includes telepathy, mental telepathy, as it's known. Our intuition is going to strengthen our intuition. It's going to allow us to, okay, they seem almost the same as telepathy. To me, it's not. Because we can actually, because to me, telepathy, when I use that term, it's really more about almost like hearing a voice in your head, if you will, you know. It's, you know, talking without making audible sound. But there's a cellular way of communication that humans have where we can actually, it's easiest for us right now when we are actually physically with someone, but it can be done across the universe, you know. What was that Einstein called that? Eerie, what's that called? I'm having a brain cramp. I can't think of it. But
I don't know.
So one of the things that I think we need to start practicing and opening ourselves up to is the remembrance of, okay, our ability to, when you touch someone, okay, actually don't, let's see, let me explain it in simple everyday terms, how to do it, I guess I could say. Is it practical, I think it's what Kira calls it. When you touch someone, okay, you know your intention. You know the message or the information that you want to send, okay? And it can be as simple as holding their hand, okay? You can actually using the rational mind, not think, if you will, the words, even the images, okay? It's truly just communication through the cells with us touching each other physically. I don't know if I explained that well. Did that make sense, Kira?
Basically.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll come back to that.
But you're just saying that it coming in will enable us to get to places where we can do things like that, right?
Exactly.
Where you were going? Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, it's one of those things, start playing with it because, you know, I read, it's interesting, as I was preparing notes and stuff, and there's like a, oh, my Lord, so much here. That as I was preparing for this evening's program, I ran across something that I'd written several years ago, and Karen, anyone who knows me, will tell you that talks with me on the phone. I've gotten spoiled. I use a Bluetooth. I don't want to have to hold a phone. I don't want to be bothered with it. I want my hands free to be doing other things, you know. So I use when I'm speaking on a Bluetooth right now. So when I'm speaking, I use a Bluetooth. I remember the first time I saw a Bluetooth. It hasn't been that many years ago. I had no idea what it was. I had to ask my daughter what it was. Training communications device. Or telepathic communications training device. Because to me, it was like, it's the perfect way to start training to open and hone your telepathic abilities. Because all you've got is this little voice in your head. I don't know. I thought that was funny. Apparently no one else does.
I think it's a good example, and that's what I brought up earlier is, you know, be excited about, or I think I did. We've talked about it anyway, that you've got to have the excitement, and you've got to be grateful for where we are, not just your, you know, the collective, but yourself, your part in it. So have some joy in it. Have some excitement. Think of the potentials. Play with it. You know, what's that expression, you fake it till you make it or something like that. Just play.
Yeah.
Make it big. This is a game anyway. As Esther and I say all the time, this is just something to do while we're here. Whether we're right or wrong or delusional, it doesn't matter. It's just something to do while we're here being a human.
Yeah.
So have fun.
Yeah, it's all an illusion anyway. Exactly. Okay, let's see. So I know that we need to start heading toward wrapping this up. So there are going to be some things that we don't have a chance to touch on. But Kira, I know you had a list. Is there anything on it that we haven't touched on yet?
We were going to use the analogy of thinking about multitasking to bring in our multidimensionality. I was using the example of the little girl next door wanted to come over for a play date. I needed to go take care of some stuff for my dad. I've got a pack to leave on a trip. And, you know, I had all these things to do. And so part of me thought, do I really want to add on one more thing? Is that even smart to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, if I do and get proficient at having more irons in the fire, so to speak, that is like multitasking to the extreme, which would be like having other aspects of myself doing certain things at certain times. So, yeah, that would be a good practical way of looking at that.
Yeah, basically kind of like the Bluetooth being a training device. Multitasking, we can see multitasking in our everyday life as a training device for becoming more multidimensional. Because one of the things that we can say with the new frequency, so I'm going to go ahead and touch on this because this kind of led to it. Earlier, I said there were two frequencies that I wanted to touch on, you know, talk about a little bit, that are really strong and the most relevant to what's happening currently right now. and that is the 511 dual frequency, or excuse me, 5111 dual frequency. Well, first of all, if you understand in Metatronic numerology, single-digit numbers deal with the physical world. Repeated double-digit numbers deal with what I'll just term the spiritual world. In other words, it's the our higher self plane. Okay, triple repeated numbers deal with the multidimensional realm. So here you see with this 5111 dual, and in all the years that I've been doing Metatronic numerology, there's probably not been a total, okay, of, I'm going to be generous and say three frequencies like this ever to come to, you know, be gifted to the planet, even for just a short period of time. This one's here to stay. Now, the I am keyword phrase, just to let you know what this one's about, says, I am change. I activate and anchor the conception of multidimensionality into the realm of physical matter. This frequency is about activating and anchoring multidimensionality into our everyday world in a way that makes it more understandable, more easily comprehended, and much more a part of what is normal for us, if you will. There's also a direct connection to this frequency going back to the total solar eclipse in last August of 2017. All right, that's one frequency that's here to stay. Now, the next one that's really relevant right now is a 722 dual frequency. The Metatronic I am keyword phrase is, I am the intelligence of spirit indwelling in self. I possess the vision of spirit through which knowledge of the building of sacred structure is known. Energy flow of this frequency is where the knowledge of the creation process is accessed. And I've actually shared this on Facebook, both of these, this information. Among other information, such as how to construct and activate sacred temples, both physical and etheric, this frequency field holds the knowledge of sacred alchemy. Here, detailed information of working with energy frequency and vibration in the exact necessary proportions, energy flow directions, flow rates, as well as energy flow rate ratios of specific energy and frequency configurations needed to make the determination of template and blueprint patterns of desired and intended reality manifestations is made available to those who know the secrets of properly entering this frequency field. Know that the ability to gain entry into the frequency information and knowledge can only occur through dedication to diligent study of specific prerequisite information, as well as the ability to hold one's individual frequency at a specific minimum vibrational frequency rate. The colors most associated with this frequency are emerald green and vibrant pure gold. Colors give us an easier way to connect to these frequencies. So if you think about the 722 dual frequency, think about a brilliant, beautiful emerald green and a vibrant pure gold. It will help you connect to that frequency. Those frequencies are here to stay. Those are going to become everyday normal within a very short period of time. But look at what they allow us access to and what we can do within them. So, other things.
I imagine everybody's eyes are glazed over.
I'm sure they are, and I understand that. I mean, I realize that the work that I do, I'm so used to that glazed over look on people's faces. But I also know that for those who are interested, for those who really want to learn, for those who want to, you know, who resonate with what I have to share, with what we have to share, okay, even though they may not fully comprehend it, cognize it, as you're fond of saying, in that moment, the information is now there. And they have access to it. And when they're ready, it will click.
Yep, baby steps.
Okay, other things that are going on, because we're going to go ahead and very quickly, Kira, is there anything else? Because I'm going to mention about four or five other things. We're not going into them. I'm just going to say, oh, and this is going on, and this is going on, and this is going on. And then we want to do a little meditation and go ahead and end our premier program of Awakening Metatronic Consciousness. So anything you want to add right now?
In a practical way, bring up, as humans, there are everyday life situations that happen to you. They're not drama unless we add the energy of drama to them. You know, no matter what you're faced with, you could say it biblically, God doesn't give you something that you don't have the means to handle.
More than you can handle, right? Yeah.
Yeah, more than you can handle. So, you know, try to, we're in college now. Try to step up and feel like a college student and take that responsibility that you've asked for and step up and do the work that we're doing.
All right. Thank you very much. So, okay, things that, and kind of going from there, things that are really, really important for us to get under control right now, you know, individually, because we're the ones leading the way, you know, just to state it simply. Ego and drama, those have to be brought into balance for this work at this level, in this place, to be efficient. And be optimally efficient. Ego and drama have to be brought into balance and maintained in that way. I wanted to mention there's also a magnetic field, an ancient future magnetic field that we're coming into contact with, our solar system, okay? Time in the date eludes me at the moment, but I can tell you this: the last time that our solar system, because this is, yes, our planet is coming into alignment, okay, and therefore humanity is, because it exists in our solar system, but it's actually our solar system within the Milky Way galaxy that is really about where this alignment's at. It's a magnetic field. Magnetic fields, when we're moving through them, by the way, it'll take about 2 million years for us to move through this magnetic field. But magnetic fields have a way of being a great propulsion force of evolutionary growth, consciousness expansion. Let's look at it this way. The last time that our solar system, therefore our planet, was in this alignment with this magnetic field, and we'll talk about this maybe on the next program, and, you know, so we can get a little more detailed information about it, was when dinosaurs were first starting to appear on Earth. Now, think about back that long ago, and suddenly dinosaurs are beginning to appear on the planet, when there had never been anything like that before. This, to me, tells us the level of evolutionary propulsion, I'll just call it, that we are now coming into contact with and have access to. We just have to learn how to use it in the best way possible. So we'll be talking about that at a later time. Another thing that you're probably going to start seeing a lot of, maybe even experiencing yourself in travel, that's going to start. Multidimensionality is going to become more and more concrete in our physical world. And eventually move into mainstream in a way that it's just accepted. I think, Kira, you said earlier today something about don't be surprised to start seeing a lot more movies and things like that with those concepts in them.
Right, that's kind of the way sometimes,
right.
whether they intentionally do it or not, you know, movie writers,
yeah.
directors, whoever, I think
yeah.
they bring information to the planet in a non-threatening way
yeah.
and through that medium.
Yeah. You know, I really hate to, and we do have some more time because I did, but we've got a few callers online. I'd really just like to say, I don't know if anyone wanted to, Kira, if you can just share maybe a little bit for a moment, I can ask. And honestly, I don't, once again, learning curve here. So let's just see. I'm going to open up the line one at a time and see if anyone has something they'd like to say very quickly, because we want you to know we really appreciate you calling in and listening to the program this way. So, hello,
I,
caller.
I'm very grateful that she is the one that is handling the
hello?
Technical part.
Hello?
Yay.
Hello? How are you?
We heard somebody.
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
And who are we speaking
I've been
with?
Hearing Karen. I've been hearing you all.
Karen. Hello,
all night.
Karen. Thank you. Thank you. Did you have anything you would like to share with us quickly this evening?
Well, I wish I could. I'm trailing you immensely in terms of, you know, your knowledge and whatnot. I can relate to energies and what you're saying. And I mean, I don't have all
uh-huh.
the specific terms and specific facts down, but I mean, I can follow you in terms of
the energy.
Put it in more general terms. Yeah, the energy
right.
and sort of I get some of the concepts and things, but not the particulars.
Yeah.
Well
you know what?
Verbiage.
Yeah,
right.
And that's okay. That's, you know, not like Kira constantly reminding me. And I know, I understand. We're not all here to do the same job, okay? The information sharing is just my job in this lifetime, you know? I guarantee you, and I'm sure you know this, the work you do, the sacred contractual work that you do, what you bring to this planet is every bit as important and vital as what people like I do or Kira does. It truly
well, we're
is.
All we're all a fingerprint. We all do something unique.
Yes, yes.
And
so,
we all have our path and our part. And it wasn't meant to be a judgment or a critique, merely my experience. And because I heard you say a couple of times that, you know, people listening might be really lost, I'm just sort of letting you know I'm not really lost. I'm not up to speed on all the particulars like you are, but I'm not really lost. I'm, you know, I was just speaking from my experience, sort of addressing,
right.
you know, your general comments a couple of times that, you know,
right.
we really
well,
are
you.
Here or I am anyway, and, you know, I'm not totally lost.
We appreciate
well, sometimes
that.
I
thank
think
you for
I
calling.
Am. I'll be honest. Sometimes I'm like, what in the world? You know, when the human brain takes over for a moment, you know, every once in a while, I'm like, what in the world am I talking about? But
you can really get out there dimensionally, I know. So,
yes.
Sort of like, where's the thread to pull me back in, right?
So. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to see if someone else has something they would like to share, but hang on, because who knows what might happen in the next few minutes.
I wanted to
ask,
do you do any
yes, ma'am.
Readings or intuitive things at all? Intuitive?
Yes.
Personal?
Yes, I do. I'm actually an Akashic Record reader. I do those online. I can do those online. I do several different things. But
oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, if you don't follow me on Facebook, you'll find me on Facebook, Essence Cathayrus. And
yeah,
private message me. Yeah.
Okay, and private message you.
Yeah, just private message me and we can, you know, go from there. But yes, I do Akashic record reading. I also, you know, with that, I'll tell you what, just private message me. But yes, so, because I would be totally honored to do a reading for you that interests you.
Okay, could you speak at all for a minute or two about discouragement?
About
I feel
what?
Like I've tried everything. Discouragement. I don't know if other people
okay.
are feeling discouraged or if it's planetary or, you know, what's going on. But it's like for a long period of time, and I mean, I'm speaking, I think maybe a 9-year cycle for me, but I don't seem to come out of it. Where I try everything. I mean, I do everything, a lot of work every day, you know, to spiritual work every day a lot, you know, sound therapy, the aromatherapy,
right.
meditation, yoga, whatever, and different modalities, not always the same. And, you know, and things seem very real and like it's going to happen, and then things flop and turn another way or nothing. Nothing really quite ever comes to fruition or manifestation. And there just comes a point where there's extreme discouragement and a sense of a hopelessness, but not really completely hopelessness. But
yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, I don't know what that is. Is that a process of more surrender? Is that a process of, you know, can you speak to that for a minute? I would really
appreciate
that. Yes, I
can. I can share with you what I am picking up, let's just say, okay, with that.
Okay.
Hang on just a second. I want to connect to that energy very quickly. Okay, I'm really picking up that a part of it, because like you were saying, you do this energy work, all this energy work. This is your belief system. Okay, one, we are at a time as a collective where there's a lot of change going on. There's a lot of recalibration and reactivation that's happening right now. Okay, and when I say right now, I'm not just talking about in the last few weeks. I'm actually probably most definitely it's grown stronger from the last 5 years or so, and it's getting extremely strong right now. Okay.
Okay.
I feel that part of what you're actually feeling, experiencing, if you will, of this what was that term you used? I'm sorry.
Discouragement.
Discouragement, thank you. My brain just kind of misplaced that word for a moment. This discouragement is a lot of you transmuting more that energy for the collective. In other words, it's not all, some of it's yours. Some of it's yours to deal with personally, but some of it's also because of the work that you do, you're transmuting that discouraged energy, let's just call it, for the collective. Okay, that's what I'm picking up on. What I'm seeing within your energy field is that you're not allowing it to pass through you clearly and cleanly, and therefore it's creating some energy flow problems,
okay.
which then manifests in your personal life in ways that you would prefer they didn't. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I also am hearing, and I would suggest that you said something about sound frequency. You work with sound frequency, isn't that what you said? Because I'm really sensing that take your sound out into nature is what I'm hearing. Them say, when I say them, I'm talking about your higher self and your spiritual guides. Okay? They're saying take your sound frequency outside. In other words, start doing some of that work outside, doing more of it outside. That's going to help you. It's going to help the collective more. I'm actually seeing you with a crystal bowl outside is what I'm seeing. If you have a crystal bowl or even a Tibetan bowl, or any other sound tool, frequency tool, but I'm seeing a small crystal bowl. You outside, and really just truly walking and playing that crystal bowl and just being in that meditative state. I think that will help a lot.
Thank you. That's interesting. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
I'm enjoying your show.
Welcome.
Thank you, lady.
Thank you.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Kira, we have just a few more minutes. Let's see if anyone else would like to say something.
Hello?
Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Hi. Hello.
Hello. There you are. Hey. Who are we speaking with?
This is Paula.
Oh, well, hi, Missy. What you doing? I didn't recognize your voice at first. I do now.
I'm here with a very good friend of mine, Sherry, and we've enjoyed your talk and your teachings. It's amazing. You've touched on so many things that have really made so much sense.
Confirmed.
And confusion all at the same.
Well, that's what I'm known for, isn't it, Paula?
Yes, but...
But I get it.
Yes, yes, Sherry does.
Good.
Sherry does get it.
Good.
And
good.
You said something about doodling, and this has been my new thing. And it's funny that you brought up around May, because that's really when it all started with me. I didn't understand it. I've never been one. I can't draw a square on a square. But suddenly there, and it is these same shapes, and there's been a suppression and followed by an awakening, followed by a suppression.
Awesome.
And I'm still in this kind of suppression, confusion, and I've actually been catching myself running into things almost like I can't fit in my body.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
I've actually bruised several times in the last 2 weeks where I'm no longer going be near you because people are going to think I'm hitting you or abusing you because I keep doing things.
Yeah.
And my mom, seriously? I don't know. I didn't realize there was a wall there.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I think that kind of just goes along with what you were saying, where you're at. I mean, you're obviously opening to some higher frequencies and the glyphs. These doodlings, as you call them, are bringing this information and these new energies into your field. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
So just kind of, I know you. I mean, I know you personally. So I know you stay very grounded. I mean, we all have times when we forget. So, if you're not doing your grounding work as much as you normally do, definitely get back to that because it's all the more relevant.
Yeah, I haven't.
Pardon, I'm sorry, you broke up a little.
I have not been grounded. I actually snapped to that today, looking at my garden.
Okay. Yeah.
Crying to me, saying, please come touch me, And
yeah.
So I
yeah.
have not been very grounded.
Yeah. Well, maybe just try to get back to that, that'll help. I mean, it always helps to ground. But also know that...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm actually here with my friend Sherry, and I wanted her to introduce herself, and maybe she has some questions.
Okay.
I have too many.
Hey, Sherry.
Hello, Sherry. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Hey, and I get you because I can't go in so many different directions and stuff like that too. But I kept up with you, so I understand how it's hard to. Yes. And the magnetic field, how do you keep it more, how do you draw in, because my whole house is like a magnet right now, but it's drawing in negative, and I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
And I'm very positive.
Yeah, yeah.
And things are kind of going on, and I'm trying to find out information that that is hard to find out. Through people that you supposedly trusted and stuff.
Yeah.
In the mundane world.
Yeah. there's, well, with what happens when we're on this path, okay, let's just say, and dealing with the mundane world, which we all do, what happens is as we keep expanding our consciousness, raising our frequency, right, this is what I'm being led to share with you, so we're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
As we continue to raise our frequency, what happens is the distance between, the energetic distance between what was once our comfort zone and our reality, and this includes people, relationships, places, all of these different things in the physical world,
mm-hmm.
gets further away, okay?
Yeah, I've already disengaged.
Yeah, the distance becomes greater. Well, there comes a point where it becomes very uncomfortable, and when that discomfort occurs, at one, it's kind of our cue that we have a decision to make,
right.
You know, about what we're going to allow and accept and if we're going to continue to move. Sometimes it means not necessarily breaking up relationships totally and completely, but they may change.
No,
quite
I've disengaged with a lot of, I've already pretty
yeah.
much cleaned back.
Yeah. Well, I think that's just where you're at. That's what I'm saying. You're at a point in your life where you've really moved to that because there comes a point in that distance where it just simply cannot resonate and vibrate with each other anymore. Okay? So
and
I
that
think
was
that's
hard.
Where
they would not disengage. They wouldn't
yeah.
disengage. I think
well,
I finally
the,
did
if,
it.
If, yeah, if you're having issues with that, if it's an individual or a situation, you can go to my website
no.
or you can mm-hmm. go to SoundCloud and just put in Essence Pythagoras and look for Paula can probably, you know, lead you to it pretty quickly and easily. Mm-hmm. Kira and I actually
have
done
sure. none of my devices at the house. I might have to do it at Paula's. For some reason, not one device will work.
She's in yeah. like a complete grid shutdown.
It is.
Oh,
crazy.
Well, that's interesting.
It is very interesting.
Okay,
it's right.
Yeah, it is interesting.
For me. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Down to the water well.
I'm doing good to have a look.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Like a black hole.
Well,
on
definitely. Just from an energetic perspective, if you haven't, go do some
uh-huh.
smudging, you know, if you haven't done it.
Oh, yeah. I do that and the salt prayers and the
okay.
four corners.
Okay. Well, then apparently there's just something
like
going on there.
Already, excuse me?
Yeah.
Sorry, we lost you.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, it's just kind of breaking up a little bit, coming and going. But, sorry, what was I saying about? Paula, have her go find the cutting cords and the rewriting sacred contracts.
Okay.
Guided meditations and use those. Okay.
Sure.
They'll help.
Okay.
With this situation. It doesn't even have to be with an individual.
At the end of the
situation.
I've been traveling to the light. For a long time with this whole situation on this property, and I really need to get to the lab ASAP before I lose it.
Yeah. Well, go try.
I'm ready
go try the. Yeah. Well, that would be aggravating dealing with. I have to agree. Go try those few the cutting cord and stuff, and see what transpires. If that doesn't work, then you know. Paula, you and Cheryl will get back in contact with me privately, and we'll go from there.
I will. I will.
Okay.
And I will get some homework, and we will see if we can clear it. And
thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you all for calling in. Love you, too. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Kira, are you there? I think we have time for one more.
Yeah, if it doesn't disconnect us.
Yeah, well, no,
we're in charge of that computer.
We've got 34 minutes, so we're going to try
okay.
one more caller and see if anyone wants to say anything.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Are you there?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. This is Linda.
Oh, Is Linda?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, hello, Linda. It's nice
yeah,
to meet you.
All right.
How are you?
I was wanted to comment on the fact that you know, I read from this emotional intelligence book by this doctor about the fact that people with low emotional intelligence tend to remember like negative memories more, and they see the negative out of everything. So, you know, it just made me think about, you know, all the times I've been like negative and focusing on the negative memories, and also people who have low emotional intelligence, like, they just don't have any values, because this doctor says in his book that if you're stressed out, you know, that means you have low emotional intelligence or don't know how to cope with it, and a way to solve that. There are many ways he mentioned, like mindfulness and stuff, but one good way that I really took to heart was the fact that values would help. And, you know, I adopted the value of honesty like 10 years ago, and it did help me in reducing a bit of a portion of the stress level. But I guess I realized today that, you know, reading that it's not enough, you know. I need to adopt more values. So, you know, today I adopted like a lot more, like 5, 6, 7 more. Like values are like honesty, patience, prosperity, understanding, gratitude, like things like that, you know. Because, you know, Stephen Covey said in his Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. His son wrote a book for teenagers, like some self-help book from teenagers, and he, you know, taught us that these values will never, you know, die off. Like, no matter what happens in your life, if you put values in the center of your life, then you're going to be able to have such a stable life, be so strong, and because everything that you like think is important will like die off in the end, but values will be there forever, you know. So, and I also think that so if you put these values in the center of your life, you're gonna like de-stress and be like grow a lot, you know, and act on these values. But for some reason, you know, today I adopted these values and my heart started hurting from like stifledness or pain or depression, and I had to like talk to people to get out of that state, but it's only temporary. But, you know, I realized something. There was a saying, you know, like there was a study done that showed that a professor's they measured the brain waves and the heart waves, you know, and they found that the brainwaves of the students match the heart waves of the teacher. So I realized my heart is hurting because probably I'm promulgating some sort of my thoughts on my new findings to probably new people, you know. So I rested with that idea, and I was able to do some things on my own without like being focused on other people anymore. So it's been helping. And, you know, I adopted honesty, and my heart hurted, and I went through it, and I became honest, you know. So it really worked. And, you know, this lady, radio lady that's in spirituality said, you know, like there are different levels to, like, after you die. And I think if we adopt them our values and acted on them and make them the center of our lives, we will be able to ascend to higher realms, you know. If you have, like, only one value, you might be in a lower life or acted on them less, I think. So, like, make them, like, your core, you know, and you will be ascending much, much more. So, yeah, I was wondering what you have for comments.
Okay, I'm not sure I followed up. I'm not sure I followed you 100% on all of that. But from what I gathered, this information, what you're calling values, and adopting them, looking at them in a specific way, has really assisted you in your life. Is this correct?
Yeah, and even today, me adopting more values, like 5 or 6 more, made me, like, so carefree today. And I just did housework easier and was following social cues and became more understanding of others, you know, because I adopted understanding, too.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, go ahead.
You could go to, like, if you want to refer, like, to the Bible, the Golden Rule. Treat others as you would have others do unto you. When you realizes when you become a conscious person, a person that is aware of what life is truly all about, that it's a choice to be here, a gift to be here, and that we're learning, you know, how to be better people, say, that, yes, when you adopt those higher frequencies, when I was talking about the fifth dimensional state of being, where you're compassionate, you're peaceful, you're loving, those are high frequencies. They're not like hatred and anger and fear, those sort of dense lower frequencies. So I think any kind of adoption of or moving into those frequencies in your awareness and making that be your core is a good thing, yes. And I think that other people, it's like, you know, when you strike a tuning fork and it vibrates at a certain vibration, the surroundings also want to move into and train to that frequency.
Yeah.
So by you becoming the better person, you can affect other people. And I think you're talking about heart math, where you're talking about the frequency of the mind of the teacher, or the heart of the teacher and the mind of the students, or something like that. So in training into those levels, if I understood correctly too, I didn't quite follow like Essence said, but I think that's what you were saying.
Yeah, that's it.
Were we right? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll say you're
so,
all
you
right
know,
for sharing that.
Yeah. So, like, I just decided to adopt these values, you know, because 10 years ago I was sick. I was like, maybe my sickness came from lying before, so I became honest, you know, and also admired enthusiasm somewhat. So I had these two values, and I became these two for, like, 10 years, you know. So today I decided to become more of these. So it's just a decision you make, you know, to become
yes,
more of these and make
yes.
them your center and label them as your center.
Thank you. That's very good and very helpful. Thank you. And I love that perspective, you know, that way of sharing. And that's, I think, what we were talking about, you know, Kira, that we all have our work. We all share our perspectives, and it really helps everyone else. So thank you for calling in this evening, and we hope you join
us
again.
Thanks for your advice.
Thank you, hon. You have a great evening. Okay.
You too. Bye.
Let's see here. Bye. Let's see. I think we probably need to go ahead. So I know there's some callers that we didn't get to. I hope no one will be offended. We just kind of run out of time here to do a quick meditation So, Kira, is there anything else you want to say, though, before we kind of start bringing the program to an end?
No, I think, as we said, we're just trying to do our job, trying to get information the way we understand it out. So
yes.
If you resonate with something we said, come back next month. Thank you for listening.
Yes. I also want to let everyone know, one, there was a couple of reasons we chose this evening for our premiere program date. One of which is Kira is going to be out of country on vacation. On our regular program dates will be just like they were with Flowing with Spirit, the second Tuesday of every month. But that'll probably won't start until September. Even though Kira is going to be out of country on August 8th, I am planning on doing at least a short program on August 8th. And the Lion's Gate. So just be looking for it on my website and on Facebook and stuff. And like I said, if you don't follow me on Facebook already, please, you know, go find me on Facebook and give the page a like and follow. And you can go to my website and actually sign up for, you know, notifications when new articles come out and things like that, help you stay up to date. So with that stated, I think we're going to ask everyone to kind of find a comfortable position and start bringing yourself into a centered state by taking a couple, three deep breaths. And right now, the 5-11 dual frequency is so strong on the planet. and is going to continue to be, and is going to continue to increase in strength and frequency as far as when we're gifted this energy. And this is the energy about change and activating and anchoring the concept of multidimensionality into the physical realm. So we're going to take just a few moments of meditation, and we are going to take a journey to allow us to begin better comprehending what being multidimensional is, how it feels, how it looks, and how it responds to us in this reality. So please just take a deep breath, inhale, relax, and release. Bring yourself to center. Quiet the mind, relax the body. And another deep breath. Bring yourself to center and exhale. Relax the mind and the body. And release any and all tension. I would ask that you now, within your inner eye, into the view before you of a beautiful seaside cliff. You are high atop. Below you are the waters, beautiful and blue. You can hear them crashing against the shore far beneath you, and walk ever closer to the edge of this precipice, this high cliff, and let the view expand before you. You can see in the distance islands. You can see the beautiful blue waters, the boulders. Just enjoy this view for just a moment. Now, directly in front of you, seemingly from nowhere, coming towards you ever so slowly, you see what appears to be just a circle of energy. You can just see the wave of energy moving ever so faintly within the view of the sky and the ocean as it stretches far into the distance, and it's coming closer and closer. And as it does, it becomes a little more defined in its energy movement. And you can see the beautiful movement, slow, energetic. And you notice that it begins to open from the very center, just pulling itself back like a round portal doorway. And it comes all the way up to right in front of you. And you can view into this portal to the other side. And you see Earth in the year 3311. I want you now to step, just one step, into the future of Earth, into the year of 3311. And see the beauty that Earth has become. See the love, feel the love that humanity now exudes as a whole, as a collective. It's beauty. You can hear the birds singing. You can see movement far in the distance. people and animals. Every species lives in harmony. And everyday life is a joy all of Earth. Just experience that. Just take that view in just for a moment and know that you, the being that you are, the spiritual being that you are, that is incarnate, that a portion of is incarnate in the lifetime of Earth in 2018, also exists and is incarnate in Earth in 3311, in that beautiful utopia. Experience that. Bring that joy, that peace, that harmony into every cell of your body, standing there in that moment. Now I'd like you to turn and step back through that portal into 2018, into your current lifetime, and bring that vision, bring that joy, that peace, that harmony, that love, that vision of Earth's future back with you. Bring back the knowledge of the person that you are in that lifetime. Bring it back to here and now. Thank everyone for joining us this evening and making our premier program of Awakening Metatronic Consciousness so wonderful. Could not have asked for any more. I send you my joy. I send you my love. I send you the peace that we have all earned.
Can't talk to you, Ms. Producer.
Om Akara Hari Nama Anandaham. Thank you all so much. Yes, Ms. Kira, what were you saying?
I said hats off to you, Ms. Producer.
Well, thank
Sorry,
you very much. We seem to have muddled through this first one. So please, like Kira mentioned when we first started the program, if you have any feedback, you can message us. You can leave a comment here and let us know if there were problems that you encountered. And we'll see what we can do about fixing them. And we will see you next time. Y'all have a wonderful evening, day, whatever it may be where you live. Thank you. Namaste. Talk to you later, Kira. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.